Well, British Columbia has expanded legislation to crack down on organized crime assets through a tool called Unexplained Wealth Orders. Today at a news conference, Solicitor General Mike Farnworth said, if there is suspicion of unlawful activity, those orders will require people to explain how they acquired their assets. Now, that alone is newsworthy, of course. But what caught our attention today wasn't that announcement. It was when Global BC's Legislative Bureau Chief Keith Baldry asked about the findings from a Nova Scotia inquiry into the mass shooting and killing of 22 people, which occurred nearly 3 years ago. Now, the report came out today, and it was scathing in how the RCMP handled the situation. The report took aim at the RCMP's complete response to the crisis, and there was a failure at almost every level. The report said there was a lack of preparation, a lack of communication, a lack of leadership. It was scathing. Now, Mr. Baldry asked Mike Farnworth if the findings will play a role in his decision on whether to keep the Surrey RCMP or move forward with the new Surrey Police Service. Now, keep in mind, no decision has been made yet, but listen to his response to Keith's question.
That report is something that we will be looking at very closely. And I would also say that every community, including Surrey, needs to be looking at the recommendations in that report. I've not yet received a report from within the ministry on the transition plan, but I can tell you that my officials will be looking very closely at the recommendations in this report.
Joining us now is Keith Baldry, Global BC's Legislative Bureau Chief. Keith, I got to ask you this. As I'm listening to the Solicitor General speak here, were you expecting that response?
I kind of was. I got the impression, again, talking to farmers many times, talked about the Nova Scotia situation before and about the RCMP and Surrey Police Services. And I expected him. He was certainly not going to dismiss out of hand the Nova Scotia inquiry as influencing potentially his government's decision on what to do with the RCMP in Surrey. The longer answer to my second question was this has implications right across the country when it comes to the RCMP and policing in all communities. And so if you're an advocate for keeping the RCMP in Surrey, I don't think you like what you heard today, because I think this is Farnworth emphasizing the negative downside of the RCMP. And it's interesting how many conversations I've had with ministers where the negative aspects of the RCMP, you know, the problems associated with it, whether it was Nova Scotia, this troubling case in Prince George of two members charged with manslaughter and three charged with covering it up, obstruction of justice. The list is long. Farnworth has talked about he's concerned about the chronic vacancies that plague RCMP detachments, saying he's not going to take officers from other jurisdictions to give them to place them in Surrey. So every time this comes up, it seems to be the negatives about the RCMP rather than the positives. And I expected that to be on display today. It sure was. I mean, those were two answers that basically have to worry those who advocate keeping the RCMP in Surrey.
Mike Farnworth is a veteran politician. He has, taken many a difficult question. And for him to come out and to say that, obviously, he's going to look at the findings from this report, which is the right thing, to do. But even for a veteran politician like that, to say that looking at the broader issue, I mean, he is trying to send a signal. He may not say so, but indirectly, as you say, this is a signal to those who are still waiting for that decision that this is going to be a part of a broader, conversation and a broader analysis within government before they come down with that decision.
Yes, and again, the message from Farnworth, as he sort of in subtle ways said before, this is not just a Surrey situation. And again, back to the point I just made, he's mentioned several times, we're not taking officers from other RCMP detachments to put them in Surrey to shore up vacant positions there. And that means he's flagged a concern about if we keep the RCMP in Surrey. You don't hear the same negatives being bandied about here in the corridors of the legislature when it comes to Surrey Police Services, largely because they're new, they don't have much of a presence. But the RCMP is the topic of conversation over here. As everyone gets ready to see what the decision is, again, the negatives surrounding the RCMP grow in number. They don't lessen. And today's report from Nova Scotia is extremely troubling because it does have implications for RCMP services right across the country.
What I also found interesting was a press release dated yesterday from the Federation of Canadian municipalities, and basically what they said was that the federal government has indicated to the FCM, and this is a national organization that speaks on behalf of municipalities. The provincial version of that is the UBCM. But they indicate in the 2023 budget that the federal government will not be meeting the request to absorb the retroactive costs associated with the latest RCMP collective bargaining agreement, which, of course, would mean the local municipalities would have to cover those costs. For the city of Vernon alone, with a population of 44,000, that's $3.4 million they now have to absorb, and it's going to be many other communities. It just indicates, and I don't want to be piling on the RCMP, it just speaks to the significant structural challenges that police force has nationally and here in British Columbia.
Yeah, the federal government's been sending out some signals for some time. It's less and less interested in getting involved in the policing situation. And you get the impression they'd love to hand the RCMP off to something else. I think it's fair to say the RCMP's glory days are well behind it. I don't see a bright future for that force looking down the road. And maybe it starts with Nova Scotia, and maybe it starts with Surrey. Because, again, I think you're going to see municipalities chafe at the notion of having to pay these costs associated with an RCMP contract, and it may very well pave the way for a more regional approach to policing. It's harder to do that in Vernon, some of these more remote rural communities that are kilometers away, a number of kilometers away from the next town, unlike an urban area where everyone lives fairly close together. So that's a different challenge out there. But yeah, that release from that organization today expressing disappointment that money wasn't in that budget. And again, no one, I think, was expecting that. That wasn't flagged in pre-budget coverage about where they're going to be RCMP contract costs. And they're not covered. And that's got municipalities upset. And again, it's a sign, I think, of where we're headed, not where we've been.
I guess even, and if they do go with SPS, and look, I don't know, ultimately it'd be a decision.
Neither do I.
Yeah, but when you read the tea leaves, it seems like they're looking in one direction. But let's just say they're able to. This would be, with the Surrey Municipal Force, really the big step towards a regional police force one day, and that'll be another government probably deciding that, and we're very far away from that. But it seems to be this is the slow march towards a provincial police force, or at least a Metro Vancouver force, which will eventually lead to a provincial police force. That's still many years away, but this seems like those baby steps in that right direction.
Well, yeah, and baby steps is the correct term. Although Surrey would be a significant step if we were to go down, that would be the second biggest city in BC, jettisoning its centuries old police force for a brand new made at home one. That does have implications for other, particularly in the urban areas of Metro and suburban areas of Metro Vancouver. But again, back to Far North's comments today, I think he's indicating that the lessons learned and recommendations contained in this Nova Scotia Police Inquiry, mass shooting inquiry, have implications for RCMP jurisdictions outside of Nova Scotia, and that includes Surrey.
Well, thanks so much, Keith. This is a fascinating conversation. We'll
do it again.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.